Yo, 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 E-Money back up in here for the E-Cast. Doing it like I do. Want to talk about these Western Conference finals. Also may hit on that Eastern Conference as well. But let me start off with this Western Conference finals, man. I came and told y'all a few days ago, about a week ago, back when the semis were going on, that Houston really didn't stand a chance, in a sense. I said that the Warriors were not going to beat up on them, which I still think there are going to be some very close games for the rest of these three or four games that they're going to play in this Western Conference Finals, man. I really tried to warn people that Houston was not who we thought they were, meaning they weren't a dominant number one seed. They was just the number one seed of the Western Conference, albeit a very good-ass conference, but they weren't the true number one seed. Golden State was definitely the number one seed throughout the whole season. Those dudes was just lollygagging through the season. Steve Kerr letting dudes coach. Draymond here, take the clipboard, rally your troops. He was just trying to do things to keep him interested, which kind of irritated me when I heard people going after him. Like, what are you doing, Steve? You letting the players coach? Come on, man. Like, you making all that money and you not coaching? I thought that was, like, the worst. Like, come on. Like, that's what a good coach does, man. He uses things to motivate his players, to rally the troops. And, yes, you may say, these guys are making millions and millions of dollars. What other motivation do they need? To get through an 82-game season, I don't give a damn how much money you're making. You're going to get bored, especially if you're as good as the Warriors. You're going to get bored, and all you're waiting for are those seven-game series to come around. So you can once again win 16 games and get another ring. Now, like I said, Houston will probably be done in the next 3 to 4 games. It will be closer. I believe Houston will, get a little close, sir. Get a little closer, let me say. But I don't really see them winning more than one game now. And I actually don't see where that one game is going to come from if they don't win on Wednesday. If Houston loses on Wednesday, everyone prepare for a Western Conference sweep. And that's what Yeah, so to kind of let y'all behind the scenes a little bit, my text message is going off with my Black Panther all in the background. So, anyway, like I was saying, this is about to be a sweep, probably. I say it's a sweep, and like I said, for sure, if Houston don't win this damn game on Wednesday, if they don't come out here and they have, and I like what Kenny Smith said about what they have to do. You can't come out and play the same game that you've been playing all season, because what you're doing is you're playing Golden State's game. What you need to do is come out, play uncomfortable, maybe Mike Antoni can conjure up an offense And we know he ain't got no D, but maybe he can come up with a scheme, or maybe one of his assistant coaches, maybe the defensive coordinator on the bench, can coordinate up a defense to try to stop all of this Golden State madness that's going on out here on the court. But it's almost as if you're not going to stop them. It's almost 4-2, pretty much. That's pretty much the way I see it. 4-2. Houston is missing 1-2 players. If they had 1-2 more All-Stars, let's just say Paul George, LeBron James. If they had Paul George, LeBron James, I think this current series, would probably go to 7. And, damn, the Warriors may lose. They just might lose that. Now, if it's next season, and let's say they have LeBron James and Paul George, along with Chris Paul and James Harden, then I believe... Actually, my son was trying to tell me, he was like, Daddy, you know, I believe Houston may win in like 5 games. And I tried to argue a little bit, like, come on, son, are you serious? 5 games? And then I said it again, like, 5 games. You know, son, you may have a damn point. They might be able to get them in 5 or 6 games next season, because look at here. Golden State will be another ring stronger, which, yeah, you want to try to win as many rings as possible, but your hunger level cannot be sustained at the hungriest of the hungry that Houston would be experiencing if they had a LeBron James and a Paul George. You got to think, LeBron James will be the only champion on that team. LeBron James and James Harden will be the only two players that have ever played in the finals. James Harden was a little rookie back then, so of course he didn't show up. He went to bed in the finals against LeBron and the Miami Heat. So you got to look at, Paul George would be hungry as hell. James Harden would be hungry as hell. Chris Paul would be hungry as hell. And then LeBron would have an extra level of hungerness, even though he would have, what does he have, 2-3 rings? Even though he has those 3 rings, his hunger level would be elevated by their hunger. And at that point, I think Golden State will, yeah, you'll have a couple of players coming up on free agency after next season. So I actually think that Houston, given that Daryl Morey could pull that move off and acquire LeBron and Paul George, I think they will win the championship next year, hands down. I don't care what the Celtics do. I don't care if the Celtics get Kawhi Leonard. They would have to get Kawhi Leonard, and they would probably have to, I don't know, get they would have to have a Kawhi Leonard, a Kyrie, a Gordon Hayward, and a Jason Tatum. And I don't know how you acquire Kawhi and you still have either Tatum or Kyrie. So I don't care who the East throws at the West next season. If Daryl Morey pulls that move off and he gets LeBron James and PG, it's pretty much over with for the Warriors run. And they'll probably come back the following season and put up a nice-ass fight. But anyway, it's 2018. These Western Conference Finals, I believe, are going to get a little bit more interesting. I'm kind of rooting for Houston a little bit to win game two. Houston is my second home before I came out here to the West Coast. So, you know, I got love for H-Town. So I want to see H-Town show up some. They kind of irritated the heck out of me or whatever when they beat the Dodgers. But it's all good, you know what I mean? Because I've been a Dodger fan since I was knee-high to a pig's knee. So, all right, these Western Conference Finals will be somewhat one for the ages. Even though it's going to be over quickly, Houston won't go down without some kind of fight. I don't think they'll get swept, but it's just hard to see that not happening if they don't win on Wednesday. Bottom line, y'all have a good night. God bless.